to Radio News with Ron Taylor.
We've spent $2 trillion in Iraq. We've lost thousands of lives. We've got wounded warriors who I love all over the place.
Donald Trump standing by his comments that invading Iraq was probably the worst decision ever made in the history of the country. Trump tells NBC's Today Show that it also led to the destabilization of the Middle East. He says the U.S. has totally lost the war in Iraq.
Led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Protests against Donald Trump continue getting violent in California. A number of fights breaking out between anti-Trump protesters and supporters after an event in San Jose last night where Hillary Clinton was in California as well, saying Donald Trump has no coherent foreign policy.
They're not even really ideas, just a series of bizarre rants.
Clinton saying Trump is temperamentally unfit for the Oval Office. Donald Trump fires back at a campaign rally. He says that Clinton's foreign policy is sad to watch.
It was a political speech. Had nothing to do with foreign policy.
Now as Texas continues dealing with heavy flooding, record-setting heat may cook the Southwest this weekend. National Weather Service issuing excessive heat warnings for Southeast California, Southern Nevada, and parts of Arizona from this morning to Sunday night. And the Navy reports that Blue Angels pilot is dead after his jet goes down in Tennessee. It happened yesterday near the town of Smyrna. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Today is the best evidence ever that we've seen that our system is absolutely, totally rigged.
Donald Trump railing against the FBI's decision not to recommend charges against Hillary Clinton. Here's USA Radio senior correspondent Jason Wirtz.
FBI Director James Comey surprised many by saying he would not recommend charges against Hillary Clinton despite showing she violated federal law. Among the things Comey said was Clinton's people deleted emails in a way the FBI could not recover.
It's also likely that there are other work-related emails that they did not produce to state and that we did not find elsewhere and that are now gone, because they deleted all emails they did not produce to state, and the lawyers then cleaned their devices in such a way as to preclude complete forensic recovery.
Comey also said Clinton and her staff put classified emails on servers that should never have contained classified materials.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, singer-songwriter Brett Watts here. If you're like me, always on the go, and don't have time to stay as healthy as we would like by eating all the right foods, well, I found an incredibly simple and easy way to get all my fruits and vegetables at once. It's called Daily Lift, L-I-F-T. It's a superfoods energy drink mix supplement that fills the gaps between what you eat and what you don't always have time to eat. This unique formula is packed with 16-plus fruits and vegetables and 59 superfoods, no MSG or GMO. It's all natural and organic, nature's best combination of antibiotics, enzymes, probiotics, and beneficial allergies in one powdered drink mix. Comes in two flavors, mint and berry, and both delicious. Daily Lift nutrients help balance your body's pH levels and boost your energy naturally. And it's safe for kids. So let's fire up that immune system and stay focused. Go to www.onedailylift.com. That's one, O-N-E, dailylift.com. Onedailylift.com, and let's get healthy.
Convicted murderer and double amputee track star Oscar Pistorius going to prison for 6 years. South African prosecutors wanting Pistorius to get at least 15 years for shooting his girlfriend Reva Steenkamp in 2013, but the judge said there were mitigating factors. He was originally convicted of manslaughter and spent 12 months behind bars, but an appeals court later changes the conviction to murder. No charges will be filed against an Illinois man who sets fire to an American flag a few days ago.
Urbana police say Brighton Mallett's Facebook page did show him holding a burning American flag, along with the message that he's not proud to be an American. Police say after weekend threats from some Facebook commenters against him, as well as against Walmart, where he works, they did charge him with flag desecration and took him into custody for his own protection. But the state's attorney has chosen not to file charges, saying the U.S. Supreme Court's decision that burning a flag is a form of protected free speech overrides the state's law. I'm Chris Barnes.
And this is USA Radio News.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
A Louisiana man accused of fondling teen girls at Disney World during the 4th of July holiday weekend, now free after being bailed out of jail. Orange County, Florida Sheriff's deputies arresting 27-year-old Amon Badia on Sunday after six girls between 12 and 16 years old complained they'd been touched while at the pool at the Typhoon Lagoon. The man denying intentionally groping any of them. He was arrested on four counts of lewd and lascivious molestation of a child between 12 and 16 years old and two counts of battery. Chicago police investigate claims of sexual assault made against a visiting member of the Pittsburgh Pirates baseball team.
Police are looking into allegations that Pittsburgh Pirates infielder Jung Ho Gong sexually assaulted a woman he met over the internet during a June visit to Chicago. Police say a 23-year-old woman who initiated a conversation with Gong over the website Bumble claims he drugged her drink and assaulted her in his Michigan Avenue hotel room after she agreed to meet him there. 2 days after the incident, the Chicago Tribune reports the woman went to a hospital to have a rape kit done, and 10 days after that, filed a complaint with police. Pirates team officials say they are aware of this serious complaint but are not commenting. David Stewart, Chicago.
Two men recovering after a crash the driver blames on his self-driving car. It happened late last week when the Tesla Model X crashes and rolls over on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. The driver tells Pennsylvania State Police he activated the electronic powered car's autopilot feature before it hit a guardrail and went out of control. This is USA Radio News.
And good morning and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. Today's show is called Cheats, and Cheats is all about what you can do with your existing decor to try to do small things to make it updated and right for your home in 2016. But why don't we start this morning by taking a look at the weather and tell us what the National Weather Service, which I think I already know, is probably going to say. Okay, currently at 10:07 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, there are fair skies at 87 degrees. Today is going to be a beautiful sunny day with a high of 94. The next couple of days, we're going to have an advisory in effect for conditions if you have asthma and things of that nature, because it's going to be very humid the next couple of days. Tonight, it's going to be partly cloudy with a low of 70. On Thursday, there's a 40% chance of thunderstorms and patchy fog with a high again of 94. Very hot these next couple of days. On Thursday night, there's a 40% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 70. On Friday, there's a 50% chance of thunderstorms with a high of 92. On Friday night, there is a 50% chance of thunderstorms. We're going to get a lot of rain at night with a low of 72. And on Saturday, there's a chance, 40% chance of thunderstorms with a high of 90. So it's going to be very, very warm these next couple of days. And during the day, it looks like, well, at least for today, is a good pool day. So if you can get some of that in, as I will try to do today, that's a good thing. Well, my name is Richard Scuderi, and our program is called Modern Design. We meet here each Wednesday from 10 to 11 live in studio, and we talk about all things related to interior and exterior design, how you can improve your home and do different things to make your home or your office or your commercial space or your restaurant be as wonderful as it can be up to date, be beautiful. And we learn a lot. Often we have guests in, heads of different areas of design. Patty Dewey is a frequent guest from Seabrook Wall Coverings. She tells us about the reinvention of wallpaper in our home, how it's coming back, and some of the things that wallpaper can do that nothing else does. Well, last week we had on Dottie Polak. She's a wonderful Million Dollar Club realtor with Weikert Realtors in Flemington, New Jersey. We have Dave Salmon, who's a wonderful realtor as well. He's with Keller Williams and the higher end of the market. Talks about some of the things that they do, some of the different predictions. And each week we bring you different guests and different topics. Now, today's topic is called cheats. And cheats is, I think, what I deal with a lot these days. In the past 5 years, there's been a massive change in decorating and in style. For example, go to Ethan Allen. There was a sort of a stigma, I think, related to Ethan Allen that it was very conservative for a very long time. Walk into your local Ethan Allen showroom and look around. You're not going to see very traditional surfaces. You're going to see lots of modern, very up-to-date, very 2016, what I would call transitional design. Lots of gray, lots of pops of modern color, and clean lines. And, you know, let's face it, folks, things have changed. And although I do think there'll be a return to some traditionalism, I think the severe traditionalism of the past is starting to look almost a little bit dated. So I'm a hardcore traditionalist. I've had a hard time adapting to the new style. But, you know, there becomes a point where you become a little bit irrelevant. And no one wants to be irrelevant. We all want to be current. We all want to do what everybody else is doing to a degree. We want to assimilate and fill in. So that's where cheats comes in. A lot of my clients have done their homes. They have beautiful colonials or ranches or very traditional looking homes, and then the styles have changed, and they've done very classic things which look terrific, but they don't see themselves reflected. When you go to the furniture stores, when you're in the mall looking around, everything looks modern. It just has that look to it. So there are certain things that I call cheats, and there are a way of taking your existing furniture and your core, and not to change your core. If you've done pieces very well, as I talk about modern design all the time, they will stand the test of time. If you do white shaker cabinets in your kitchen when you do a redo, that's going to stand the test of time. You can reinvent what's around that and make that work because it's classic. If you do classic sofas, whether they be tan or green or gray, you can always change your pillows on them as long as they're solid sofas. And you can change your accessories out. And that's what cheats is all about. I thought about this show for a while, and I've been working on it for a while, and I have a big list here of things that you can do to sort of cheat the system a little bit and make your place look as up-to-date as possible. The look overall, and I've discussed this with other people in the industry. I did have her here as a guest, but I did have a woman in Chatham, New Jersey, who I like a lot, and she has a store called Melly Mellow Home. She was a guest here on the show in the winter time, and we did a live presentation at her location. And she said to me, Rich, she says, when I do buying for my store, I find that I sort of under-decorate now. And that is that I do it very simply. The lines are much simpler now. There's not a lot of ornamentation. And unfortunately, which I seem to still have a problem with, there's not a lot of color right now. One of the buzz colors that we've been talking about on Modern Design is called grayish. And grayish is a combination of gray and beige. And grayish is the color that's out there now. It's the base of things. That is a brown gray or a soft, very neutral, neutral tone. And a lot of the metals we're talking about are silvers and chromes and things that don't have a lot of reflective color to them. And we talk about a lot of glass and a lot of more contemporary lines, which don't necessarily bring a lot of color to the surface. So I think one of the first things I would suggest on my list of cheats, if you all want to get a pen and you want to write some of this stuff down, is number one, to sort of undecorate your house. And that's the thing that I see when I go into most people's houses, is that when they come in, they say, you know, I like my house. I have this lovely lady in Hunterdon County in Flemington. Has a big house, built a big house in the 90s, and it's beautifully decorated and decorated to the core. But she came into my store one day and she says, I don't feel current. She said, I did things and I did them well, and I did, you know, beautiful pieces, and the house is beautiful, but it doesn't seem current. And I don't want to reinvent everything. I want to work with what I have and make it work. That's what I call the cheats. And one of the first things I did with her, and she had a rather large home, is the first thing, which is declutter or undecorate. And that, if you do nothing else, that may get you where you need to be. One of the things about the 90s and the first part of the 2000s and the dot-com fit, where it couldn't be more stylish or more updated to be over-embellished, was what was a sign of the times. Things were very over-embellished. Window treatments had all sorts of tassels and embellishments on them, and lots of accessories, lots of flowers, lots of candles, lots of everything. And that's one of the things that I see when I go into people's homes, is that there's too much going on. And just by simplifying, going room by room and taking things out, if there are three things on a table, maybe there should just be one element on a table. That's a way, definitely, number one, to declutter your space, to undecorate, and to make it look a little bit more simple. I would say the look today very much is simple. Simple is always good. It's, you know, it's easier for the eye to recognize things if there's less elements in the space. But to make it very much uncluttered would be my number one step on cheats. All right, we're going to have to take our first set of commercial breaks, and we'll be back shortly here on Modern Design, here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we are back live here in studio right after the nice 4th of July weekend doing Modern Design. And it's going to be a very hot week this week. And so maybe I'll get you in the cool shopping malls out looking at some new accessories or things you can do to improve your home. Today's topic is called cheats, and it's all about making your existing decor stretch, if you will, or cheat, by adding some new accessories, by doing some different techniques, and modernizing your home without changing everything that you have in it. So the first step of what I call is a cheating to achieve the 2016 look is to declutter, which costs absolutely no money. Go room by room in your house and take a look around, and maybe you have 18 things on your coffee table, or maybe your mantle has too much stuff on it. Maybe start by taking everything off, and then just putting select things back that you don't have as much out. Decluttering by far is my number one tip for people when I go in. That's what I do. People have me come in and say, make this room look a little bit more up to date. And the first thing I do is take all the accessories out of the room, and we selectively put things back. So that's a tip. The second tip involves a little bit of labor or a little bit of money, but can make a terrific difference to modernize a home. And that is repaint your rooms, certain rooms in your house. There were certain colors that were very 90s, 2000-esque, and I still have some of those colors in my house, and I still like them. But if I were looking to maybe sell my house or to make some changes down the road, I probably would get rid of some colors. And some of the colors that were very much a part of the 90s and the early part of the 2000s were reds and yellows. Reds and yellows. I remember in the early part of the 90s, I was reading an article saying that the new colors that were coming in were lots of reds and yellows, and there was a big article in one of the big magazines of a home that was done very country French, and all the fabrics were reds and yellows. And they were nice because they were warm colors and they worked very well in a traditional environment or a country French environment. And I started using lots of reds and yellows. And they show well. They're beautiful on film. If you take a picture of the room, it's just a great look with reds and yellows. But we're really getting away right now with reds and yellows. And I would say if you have those colors in your space, you want to maybe bring them down. If I look at all my best magazines, my trade magazines, or even the Ethan Allen catalog, the Bassett catalog, any of the Pottery Barn stuff, you're seeing lots of grays and grayish tones. Those are the paint colors we're seeing a lot. In fact, Benjamin Moore and Sherwin-Williams Color of the Year for painting is actually, they're both white. Benjamin Moore's color is actually simply white. That's their color of the year. And Sherwin-Williams, I'm not sure the name of their color, but it's also a white. So a lighter palette in the background is something that definitely will make your house look more up to date. I am a proponent of doing white as far as being a trim color and being a ceiling color. And I like a bright white. And one of the things that you can do without painting your walls over or do a complete paint job over is just to repaint your trim and ceiling. Another thing that you can do with painting that people were doing in the 90s and the 2000s is they were using trim colors that were more like creams and beiges. One of the most popular trim colors were off-whites in the color palette. Benjamin Moore's linen white was probably in the late 90s and early 2000s my number one color that people requested for their trim. They wanted it to be soft looking, and so lots of linen white trim and or Navajo white were two of the popular colors. Not the case anymore. If you take your linen white trim or your cream trim and you paint things out in white, and the color that I use the most now is actually Benjamin Moore's Super White, which is a very crisp white, and I use that on the trim, the door casings, the ceilings, and so on. That's a way to really update the look of your home. Not only will it make it look fresh and new, it'll give the appearance that you've done a complete paint job just by painting out your trim and doors in a brighter white. Also, if you choose to take your red room or your yellow room and to pick a new color, maybe a soft gray, one of the colors that I use a lot is called Revere Pewter. It's sort of a combination between gray and brown, and it's a much more updated color for a space. If you do a color like that, it will really make the space look updated. But the kicker to these new light colors is, and people have asked me if they've gone to some of these websites like Houzz or Pinterest, and they've painted these colors. They've repainted using the same trim color, and then they're not happy with the result. And the reason for that is when you take a paint color to a neutral or to a much lighter tone, you need the contrast of your trim, your doors, your molding, and your ceiling to justify the paint color. So I will come in and say, well, the problem isn't your new wall color, the problem is your trim. And often I repaint trim in the new super white, the new brighter whites for the trim and the ceilings. Now, don't forget, you want to do your trims throughout and your doors in semi-gloss, and you want to do your ceilings in a flat white. But if you use that same white, that same super white, you're going to have consistency there. So that's another thing that you can do. And in general, if you don't like grays, which many people don't like grays, you can use taupes. Taupes are still very popular, and beiges are popular. But neutral tones, lighter tones on the wall, and definitely painting out your trim a super white, a bright white. That's another way to certainly update your home as a cheat without changing anything else. The next thing I want to talk about is lines, straight lines. One of the things that denoted the late 90s, the early 2000s, were overstuffed pieces of furniture. What was the most popular arm? It was that sort of big, rolled, rounded arm that you can sort of hang your head on if you decided to lay down on the couch. Big overstuffed pieces of furniture are definitely not in style right now. Everything is sort of trim and fit, just like it was in clothes. If you bought clothes in the late 90s, early 2000s, and you bought a Ralph Lauren polo shirt, they were huge. I think they had something called the big shirt that was oversized, and we wore big clothes. We wore big shirts. Men wore pants that were pleated. I guess women wore pants that were pleated, and things were big. Now clothes are very streamlined. They're very tailored, and the same thing follows suit with furniture. Furniture is very tailored. Arms of furniture have changed a lot. So let's say perhaps you have sort of an oversized couch and two chairs that coordinate. Maybe we keep the couch, we change out the pillows, and then we redo maybe just the chairs, and we do a cleaner line. Some of the buzzwords or things you want to look at when you look for a new piece of furniture would be the different types of fits on the furniture. So the new, if you want to keep sort of a rounded look, the new look or the more modern look for a rolled or a rounded finish would be English rolled arm sofas or English rolled arm chairs. And those are chairs that have arms that are sort of recessed. They're not sort of out there. They're still rounded on the ends. They still have that rounded look to them. But they're recessed, so they're much smaller in scale. So that's one thing that could very much help you make your place look a lot more modern. Another look is called a track arm, and a track arm is also recessed, but it's very square. And that's another way to make your furniture that you're buying, your new furniture, look more tailored. And it's okay. The eclectic look of having different types of furniture in a space is probably more popular now than ever. So you can keep your sofa, maybe change out the pillows, but then maybe change the two chairs or a chair in the room with straighter lines. And if you look at decorating magazines, I always keep in studio with me just sort of a visual. And when we go to our new studios at the end of August, we are going to have video cameras, so I'm going to be able to show you the stuff. And especially doing a design show, it's all about visualization. I think that'll be easier to say. But I always keep with me some whatever the most recent magazine that's out, usually Design New Jersey magazine, as well as what's ever out in Bassett or Ethan Allen or some of the furniture companies that I deal with. And if I just take a look at this, the current one that I just got yesterday, it shows me a family room that has lines that are very straight. There's a combination. There's a wing chair in the set, and that has rounded arms. But the couch has sort of a recessed arm to it, and the chair has a very modern edge to it. So the eclectic look is very, very much in style. So you can put, you don't have to replace all of your furniture in a space. You can take a select piece and change it out. But you want to be conscious of doing straighter lines on an upholstered piece of furniture. Straighter lines on everything, actually. I worked with a woman this Saturday who is moving into a new home, and she had a lot of pieces she brought up from Florida, and a lot of the pieces had metal on them, and the metal had a lot of scroll work, very rounded sort of scroll work on the metal. And I said, you know, we can keep some of those pieces, but all the pieces had that. The chairs had that. The tables had that. The accessories had that. And I said, what if we took a select number of them? We take a couple of pieces, and then we went to Bassett in Greenbrook, which is a great resource, Bassett Furniture, Route 22, in the westbound lane in Greenbrook. Connie is my rep there, and she's been a guest here on Connie Zenbauer, and she's been my guest on Modern Design. She'll be on again. And we really did a good job, Connie and I together did a good job of integrating some more modern pieces in what she already has. And the balance of the scroll and the rounded lines with the new, more crisp, solid lines really makes it look eclectic and up to date. So that's definitely something that you can follow is straighter lines. Changing out your accessories is the next thing on my list, and that's something that is relatively easy to do. As I say, pick a room one at a time, take out all the accessories, and then put back some things. You might find, you know what, I could probably add some new accessories, and that might bring things to light. I worked with a couple of months ago in Union, New Jersey, and they had just done built-ins, and their accessories were all kind of dated. And I said they wanted me to go out and just do the accessories in their built-ins. They had put lights in them, and they wanted modern accessories. They didn't change any of the furniture. They didn't do anything else, but they said, I want that to look, because it's going to be a focal point, look more up-to-date. So I picked a lot of objects that had cleaner lines. Metals are in, and mixed metals are in. That's another thing. Brass and gold are starting in a very different way to come back. So I bought a lot of things that had sort of mixed metals, some things that had nickel, and then they had a little bit of painted gold finish on them, and some modern looks that have some brass to them with some silvers in them and some chrome. And then we put some glass and some different features and a couple of orchids. and some lacquer. Lacquer is, I think, probably going to be the next thing that's reinvented and comes back. Lacquered painted pieces, one piece of that. And we went with more of a gray and sort of a teal color combination as far as the accessories went in the space. And I did a sort of a box, if you will, that was sort of a lacquered, sort of a teal. And we worked with silvers and golds and white orchids and sort of that teal tone, and really made the those built-ins look very up-to-date, even though the built-ins were sort of white and neutral, by putting in the right accessories. So accessories are a great way to modernize the look of your home. In general, you should always have change out your accessories. I love to put fresh flowers in a home, but when you don't have fresh flowers, I do a lot of orchid plants now. And orchids are great because a faux orchid, you can almost not even tell the difference between a real orchid and a fake orchid, except orchids are very temperamental and hard to work with, and real orchids are, and fake ones are very easy to work with. We just have to dust them off every once in a while. So I use orchids a lot in a space. Another thing that I will use in a space is anything that has some sort of a glass element to it, whether it be I'll take small votive candles and then put it in a larger glass element so you have some light. Anything that has sort of a cylinder-type shape, whether it be glass or metal, that you can throw maybe a votive candle in, that's always going to look fresh and modern and bring some light to the space, but not to be too over-ornamented. All right, so we're about at news break now, and we'll take a quick news, and we'll be back, and we'll continue our list of cheats for 2016 here on Modern Design on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
It's a bribe! It's a disgrace! It's a disgrace.
Donald Trump speaking yesterday at a campaign in Raleigh, North Carolina, after the FBI's recommendation that the Justice Department shouldn't pursue charges against Hillary Clinton for using a private email server when she worked in the Obama administration.
She said today that we may consider the Attorney General to go forward. That's like a bribe, isn't it? Isn't that sort of a bribe? I think it's a bribe. How can you say that? It's a bribe!
House Speaker Paul Ryan also weighing in, saying Hillary Clinton shouldn't be given access to classified information once she's gotten the Democratic nomination.
The Director of National Intelligence should block her access to classified information, given how recklessly she handled this during the presidential campaign.
Ryan on Fox News questioning FBI Director James Comey's decision not to recommend charges against Clinton. This is USA Radio News.
Tales of American Political History with Clinton Porter Hackney.
James Henry Jim Lane served as U.S. Senator from Kansas during the Civil War and was also a Union general. Senator Lane was reelected in 1865, but committed suicide the following year, leaving a vacancy. Mr. Edmund Ross had been raised in Ohio, but his newspaper business led him to Topeka, Kansas. Ross became politically active in the Republican Party there, and when Senator Lane killed himself, Ross was appointed to take the Senate seat and was later elected. Senator Edmund Ross would likely have become a fairly obscure politician had it not been for one dramatic, controversial moment in American history. In February of 1868, the United States House of Representatives impeached a sitting president for the first time. Senator Ross would be among the senators who would decide whether to convict the president and remove him from office. Join us again for more about Ross. This is Clinton Porter Hackney at cphackney.com.
Convicted murderer and double amputee track star Oscar Pistorius going to prison for 6 years. South African prosecutors wanted him to get at least 15 years for shooting his girlfriend Reva Steenkamp in 2013, but the judge said there were mitigating factors. He was originally convicted of manslaughter, spending 12 months behind bars in appeals court, later changing the conviction to murder. Well, Tesla is building cars at a faster pace but having trouble delivering them to customers on time.
The electric car maker announced it delivered only 78% of the more than 18,000 cars it built in the second quarter. Tesla blamed the jump in undelivered cars on its extreme manufacturing ramp-up at the end of the second quarter. The company expects to deliver 50,000 cars in the next 6 months. That's almost as many as the automaker's full year of 2015 deliveries. Tesla still plans to launch its first moderately priced car, the Model 3, at the end of 2017. I'm Tammy Rose.
And this is USA Radio News.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
A long-awaited report on Britain's role in the Iraq War has nothing good to say about the decisions that were made 13 years ago. The chairman of the inquiry announcing the findings about former Prime Minister Tony Blair's decision to join the invasion.
We have concluded that the UK chose to join the invasion of Iraq before the peaceful options for disarmament had been exhausted.
That is John Chilcott, who also charged that preparations for the aftermath of the invasion were wholly inadequate. His report says Britain's policy was based on flawed intelligence and assessment. It also says those assessments were not challenged, and they should have been. A former member of the Army National Guard is accused of plotting an ISIS-inspired terror attack on U.S. soil. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details. He's in Washington.
The Washington Post reporting that Mohammed Jallow of Sterling, Virginia, is charged with attempting to provide material support to a terrorist organization, and court papers claim Jallow quit the Guard after he was listening to lectures by a dead radical Muslim cleric. Reports are Jallow wanted to carry out an attack similar to one that was carried out at Fort Hood, in which Nidal Hassan killed 13 people in 2009. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A glitch at Starbucks last week led some people to be overcharged for their coffees. Company says it accidentally rolled out a price hike intended for July 12th. The most anyone was overcharged was 30 cents. This is USA Radio News.
And this is Rich Scuderi with Modern Design. We are live in studio on the Wednesday, 7-6, the Wednesday after the beautiful 4th of July weekend, and today's topic is called sheets. And sheets is where we take our existing core of decorating, and we do sort of slight modifications, if you will, to bring it more up to date, to give it that night, that 2016 look, and to bring it into sort of a more clean lines, the look that we're looking for, whether you're country French, whether you're traditional, whether you're contemporary, whether you're eclectic, whether you're farmhouse or shabby chic, there's always ways that I think we can improve. And the eclectic look, I think, overall is probably the best. It looks like you've gotten things over time or not all at one place. So to recap on our list, if you're taking notes for today, number one on my list of cheats is declutter. Take your existing accessories in a space, take them all out of the room and put back select things and see how that looks. Play with that with the eye. Cost no money, a good way to make your place look a little bit cleaner, a little bit more modern. The second thing we had said, if you're just tuning into the program, is to repaint select rooms. If you have rooms that have reds or yellows or golds or dark browns or the warmer, brighter color tones, we want to tone those down and make some of those rooms maybe grays or grayses or soft taupes. That's a way to make the place look a little bit more modern. Another way to do that is just to paint your trim out. If you have a linen white or a Navajo white or a cream color trim or a colored trim like green or a color like that, change out your trim. Paint your trim white or a nice super white semi-gloss on the trim and doors, and paint your ceilings a nice super white flat, and that's a way to make the place look more modern. The next thing we talked about was adding new accessories, and some of the accessories that will make your place look more modern are things that are done in metals. Nickel is still popular, silvers, chrome, and mixed metals, things that have some silver tones and some gold tones on. We see that gold tones, sort of a matte gold in particular, but other gold tones mixed with silvers, mixed metals are very popular. Anything you also do with glass is nice, and votive candles that are very simple looking in conjunction with other accessories will always look nice. Number four on our list was straight lines. When you're looking to put new pieces of furniture in to supplement, maybe you're going to keep your couch or just maybe change a chair in the room, or maybe you're going to just change your couch and keep everything else in the room. We want our new accessories to have straighter, cleaner lines. And we talked about the different types of arms that were available. The English rolled arm is a sort of a rounded arm, but it's much more recessed. And then the track arm is another very square-looking arm that's recessed. What I forgot to mention in the previous segment was that the change in pillows is also a big deal. When you're looking at sofas, you may notice that the newer sofas have two larger pillows as the seating pillow as opposed to three. And that's a way to make a couch look a little bit sleeker and more modern. And the second thing is that people are not doing loose back pillows anymore on their sofas or chairs. They want everything to be sewn in and tight back. So we don't want loose back pillows. So that was number four on our list, which was straight lines on your new pieces of furniture. Number five is less ornamentation on your new items. And that's what I'm seeing people doing a lot. That's making a big difference. I'm seeing a lot of, when I go into people's houses, a lot of accessories that just have too much going on, particularly flower arrangements that have like fruit in them and all that kind of stuff and lots of different elements. And those type of things tend to be sort of syrupy and just too much. So we want to make sure that when we replace, let's say you're doing a living room over, someone's formal living room, and they have this big flower arrangement that's burgundies and golds and stuff like that. You want to take that away and maybe not do a flower arrangement. Or if you're going to do flowers in the space, why don't you do something very simple, like an arrangement that has sort of a clear glass cylinder vase, and then just do some beautiful branches in it. I love working with branches a lot. So if we're dealing with maybe some willows, or some bamboo, some beautiful bamboo that you can put in the space, or maybe some beautiful branches that are fake that look like pear branches that are just white, and you have them in sort of a simple silver vase, or you have them in a very pretty glass vase, maybe it's a seeded glass, and then you just have branches in that space. Or maybe we do a beautiful potted orchid in a really nice pot and have beautiful white orchid or a sort of a greenish, a beautiful greenish color orchid. Or even, you know, a fuchsia orchid, but just have a simple element of one thing instead of an elaborate flower arrangement with a lot going on in it. So less ornamentation on your accessories is also great. If you're going to do candles, you don't have to do tons of candles. You can do sort of a grouping of maybe three, and that's a way to make things look a little bit more clean and paired and modern. If you have your bases of your candles being, you know, shiny brass, maybe we change them out and we do them in chrome, or we do them in nickel, we do something that makes it look a little bit more modern. Keeping your furniture in that living room, but just changing out the accessories and having the accessories have less ornamentation to them. That brings me to number six on our list of cheats today for 2016, and that is window treatments. And other than painting, I think painting would be the number one way for not a lot of money to change out your space and make it look more modern, would be changing out your window treatments. Window treatments were notorious 10, 15 years ago for being embellished. And the rule of thumb was the more fabric, the more embellishments, the more posh it was. And it's exactly the opposite now. It really has come full circle. So as clean and as straight as your window treatments can be, the better it is. So things like swags and jabots, things that rolled around, things that had long tails on them, and lots of ornamentation, lots of trims. I remember 15 years ago, I would get from the fabric companies, I would get books and books and books of different types of trims, pom-pom trim in coordinating colors, trims that had all sorts of fur and all, I mean, as embellished as they possibly can be. That stuff is gone, and that stuff really looks dated. So if you would keep your room the same and you didn't paint because you had picked more of a neutral color, if you just change out your window treatments, wow, will you make an impact. Now, there's a little bit of a cost involved in changing out your window treatments, but a cleaner window treatment, the replacement treatment, won't be nearly as expensive. I remember we did elaborate drapes in a house I did in an estate home, and we did elaborate drapes with lots of embellishments on them. And even those days, I was very conscious of not over-decorating because that never stands the test of time. But even in those days, with all the embellishments they had and tie-backs and all sorts of like jewelry for your drapes and things of that nature, that stuff is very, very, very much gone. Some of the treatments that I would recommend to replace them are very simple but good-looking treatments. And I tell you, the thing that I'm doing the most, now people are paying me. These people that are doing their houses are serious about it. They're willing to spend money. And they're looking to my eye to bring them to the future. And the number one treatment that I would say that I do now are roller shades, which sounds almost crazy, but roller shades have come a long way. They are great looking now. They're all sorts of different fabrics that they come in. They are inside mount, and that's one of the biggest things that you're going to see with window treatments. Window treatments used to be all over the place. They were top mounted, and they were just over the top. Window treatments now are very pared down, and they're usually two phases. The first phase is called the privacy treatment, and we've talked about this on the show before, and that is the under treatment. So we're seeing a lot of the window treatments now be inside mount, and a blind or a shade is a perfect thing to do as a treatment. So I'm doing a lot of beautiful roller shades these days that have patterning to them. They can be blackout, which is great if you want to put them in a bedroom. And when they're halfway up, they have a really beautiful look to them. And when you just push them down at night, you have the blackout feature and you can sleep, and that's great. They're inside mount. They're fitted to the window. You don't see light coming through, and they're perfect. You also can do a light filtering shade, if you will. So when it's halfway up, you have that beautiful look and the light is coming through. Or if it's all the way down, you still have filtered light coming through. Another type of roller shade that I'm doing is called a solar shade. Now, not everybody knows what that is, but that's a roller shade that has perforations in it. I do them more in contemporary, but I'm doing them in a lot of transitional spaces in conjunction with another treatment. And a solar shade has perforations through it. They come in a variety of colors. They're very nice looking. You can do a regular roll or a reverse roll so you don't see the roll on top. Or we can do a valance over that so you don't see the roll where all the fabric is. And you have a nice clean line. You have something that's really good looking. And you have light filtering through. So roller shades and solar shades are very, very popular. Roman shades are over-the-top popular now, where someone will pick a fabric and will take a very embellished treatment away, maybe like a Swagger Jabot. We'll take the we'll have the window cleaned up, we'll paint, and we'll plug up all the holes because now we're not having holes all over the wall, and we'll replace it with a simple Roman shade. We'll do it inside mount, so you'll see the framework of your window. We'll pick a beautiful fabric that we like, and they can either be lined or unlined. I like to line my window treatments because it gives them a little bit more body, I think. And then we put a Roman shade on the window, and that does has the ability to go up and down. But I like to use something called a flat Roman, and that is when the fabric gathers, it only gathers at the bottom. It's not gathered throughout. To me, that line is very, again, too embellished. But if I do a flat Roman, it looks as if that it's just one solid piece of fabric and the gathering is at the bottom. It does have the ability to go up and down. A lot of times when I do Roman shades for people, we pick a line on the window, maybe 18 inches or so, and we'll just have it set there permanently so it's stationary. And it gives the look of a valance, but it's a cleaner line that fits within a window. So flat Roman shades, roller shades, and solar shades are particularly popular. Inside mount is very popular. Woven woods are still very popular, and I like them a lot. The one thing you want to consider with your woven woods is that the backing of them, if they don't have a white backing on them, and they're in the front of your house, they can darken your windows. So if I do a home, and I really like the outside, whatever faces outside for the window treatment, I always like it to read white. And if you're a condo or townhouse or a planned community, often in the bylaws, your window treatments have to be white on the outside. So I do like to line them in that case, if that's the case. But I love the bamboo shades, the tortoise, all the different wood tones of woven shades. I did a project in the spring this year where we took someone's sunroom and we did their entire sunroom with the woven shades that had the matchstick look to them, and they were sort of a soft light wood matchstick shades, and they just really came out beautiful. We did line them so because they were at the front of the house, so everything out faced white. But on the inside, you had that beautiful matchstick look, which was very light and very airy and really worked well in the space within the mount of the window. So woven woods are a great choice. And woven woods are often, they can be by themselves, but often I combine a woven wood blind inside mount with a dressier outside treatment, a second treatment as a stationary drape. They work very well together too, to do two treatments. Now, I wouldn't do that in every room of a house, but a room like a living room, a dining room, or a master bedroom, I like to combine a two treatments, an under treatment, and then sort of a dressier treatment like a stationary panel. And that's the next thing that I was going to talk about is panels. Drapery panels are back, but they're certainly a lot different than they were before. I almost never use a traverse rod anymore, and a traverse rod is hardware that allows you to open and close drapes on a long panel. Typically, they're used on sliding doors and bigger spaces where you go across the window with the fabric. But we're doing a lot of stationary one-width panels on window treatments now. So you'd have a two level of a window treatment. You'd have the under treatment, which could be a blind or a shade, and then outside mount on either side, we would do a stationary panel, probably about 54 inches, that would go just flush with the floor. And that's panels are beautiful, and they've never really gotten out of style because fabric allows you to bring a lot into the space. So stationary panels are more popular than ever. We're not sort of adorning them the way we are with trim features, but we're picking beautiful fabrics. And if you notice, if you look in any of the magazines, I happen to have a few here. When I look at the window treatments, I see particularly two different looks. One is sort of a linen look with a fabric may not actually be linen, but look like linen. And the other look that I'm seeing for fabrics are geometrics, the geometric shape. Which is sort of more gender neutral, even for bedrooms. But I'm looking at a lot of fabrics that either have texture or have geometry to them. We're not seeing a lot of florals. We're not seeing a lot of very bold patterns. But as I go through a couple of the trade magazines I have here, we're either seeing solid with texture, we're seeing the linen look, we're seeing beautiful panel drapes that are just on the ends of the windows. Another thing you can do, even with your existing panels, if you want to make them look more modern, is you could hang them differently. In the past, people were looking for hardware to be very large and beautiful, but big finials on the end. And now hardware is still important, but it's not as big as it was before. So if you currently have, let's say, a living room, a dining room, or a bedroom, and you say, okay, I like my window treatment still, but how could I make it look more modern? Well, take away that sort of painted gold large hardware that you have on top, take them down, and then buy two pieces of hardware, one for each window, and hang the window treatment, the bar, to just be the width of the panel. So in other words, what I'm saying is, instead of having one bar across your window, let's say you have a 36-inch window, and you had a bar across that, and then you had the window treatments on the end of each one with a finial. Instead of doing it that way, we take that down, we sort of plug up the holes, if you will, and paint, and then we go back into that same space and we buy two very small, maybe 12 width or 14 width for each window hardware, so that only each side of the treatment has its own hardware. That's a way to make a space using the existing drapes you already have look a little bit more modern. Another thing you do with your existing drapes was, in years past, people were puddling or allowing the window treatment to hit the floor. Not in style anymore. I would definitely make sure that that was hemmed so it's flush with the floor. And another tip for you is, when you hang window treatments over time grow a little bit. That's just the nature of gravity. As the fibers relax over time, they will grow. So be conscious not to hang them as floods or high waters, but be very conscious that whatever you set your window treatment at is when you hang it, your drapes in particular, they will continue over time to just sort of come down a little bit. So keep that in mind. But we want to keep our window treatments much more tailored looking. Even if you do, you have a fabric that's maybe a beautiful tapestry fabric. I have that in my library. You can use that fabric again and be wonderful. But if you hang it differently, that will make a very big difference in making your house look a little bit more modern. Okay, we have one or two quick commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on 100 in Chamber Radio.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design in our last couple of minutes of the segment. I really think that today's show was kind of interesting. I think we're going to elaborate it on a future show. Our topic today was called cheats, and those are small things you can do with your existing decorating to sort of change things up and make it look more modern without redoing the entire room. And I'd given you guys a list, if you were paying attention, of things that you can do to modernize your home. And one was very simply declutter. Take a look at all your accessories in the space, how much stuff you have in the space, and declutter. Take everything out of the room, all the accessories, and then go back and put select things back so we don't have too much to look at in the space. A cleaner, more streamlined house definitely looks very 2016. The second thing that you can do to your space is to repaint select rooms. You don't have to repaint all the rooms, but maybe if you have colors of like reds, yellows, pinks, tones that are very bright, you want to bring them and neutralize them with whites and grays and taupes and softer, cooler colors. That will definitely make the place seem more modern. The other thing that you can do is, if you want to keep your colors all the same, if your trim is a tan or a cream or a colored trim, we want to go with a nice super white, a very bright white trim in semi-gloss on the casings, and then on the windows, ceilings, we want to do a flat super white, and that will make it look more modern. The third thing we talked about was using mixed metals in our decorating, doing new accessories in things like mixed metals and glass and things that are just a little bit more clean and more modern. Number four on our list was talking about straight lines. If you are going to purchase some new furniture, look for cleaner lines in your furniture, the track arm, the English rolled arm, things that are very fitted to the space, and that's very important as well. Number five was less ornamentation on new items. If you're buying new accessories, make sure they're simpler. Orchids, things that are in glass, things that are very clean lines will make a nice balance with your existing home. Number six on our list was change your window treatments. And we talked in a lot about the different types of window treatments. Roller shades are very popular. Again, patterned roller shades, solar shades, flat Roman shades are very popular, woven wood shades, all these being done in inside mount within the frame of the window to have a cleaner line. And then when we want a more dramatic look or a more finished look, we would add panels, one width panels to either side of the space, beautiful panels hung independently with their own hardware in conjunction with an undertreatment. Well, we've come to the end of our segment, which went quite quickly today. I could go on about sheets for a long time. I think that your house has to continue to evolve, and these are just some of the simple ways I can help you make your house look more up-to-date, much more modern. And with that, I bid you adieu. I will see you next Wednesday here in studio. Live. We're going to have a wonderful guest, which I will confirm during the week on Facebook and some of my social media. Until then, get out there today, and if you can get into a swimming pool this afternoon, that'll be a great thing. I will see you next Wednesday in studio for another edition of Modern Design. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
It's a bribe! It's a disgrace! It's a disgrace.
Donald Trump speaking yesterday at a campaign in Raleigh, North Carolina, after the FBI's recommendation that the Justice Department shouldn't pursue charges against Hillary Clinton for using a private email server when she worked in the Obama administration.
She said today that we may consider the Attorney General to go forward. That's like a bribe, isn't it? Isn't that sort of a bribe? I think it's a bribe. How can you say that?
The first time in our nation's